to pre-order or not to pre-order? That is the question that we need to ask ourselves. And there's a multitude of reasons that you need to ask yourself this question. So today, we're going to get into our personal thoughts and feelings on the pre-order process. And Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, but we're going to stick mostly to the comic book side of this, because you can also pre-order video games and stuff like that too. We're sticking to comics for this conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. That was my mindset for this topic was okay. Comics.
Same. I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page before we got too deep into it. And, you know, one of us starts talking about GameStop or something.
It might get mentioned a little bit, but not. Yeah. I'm thinking comic books.
All right.
So
this was your topic.
Oh, all right. I didn't know if you had,
you know,
get I didn't it, know if you had a soliloquy. So I wanted to talk just about pre-ordering and maybe like what that process kind of looks like in relation to comic books. And then like you said, kind of what our thoughts are in regards to pre-ordering. So I think pre-ordering is something that is somewhat important in regards to the comic book space. For one, if you are an avid comic book collector, it will guarantee you a copy of what you're looking for. So I think kind of just to back up just a little bit, how does pre-ordering work at a comic book store? Like, what does that even look like? Or at an online retailer like Dave does, because I believe Dave also pre-orders as well, too.
Yep.
So comic books, unfortunately... You have to pre-order them like 2 months in advance. So for January, you're looking at like March already, pretty much. There's online places and resources you can check, but I am addicted. Here's my prop to this thing. If you're listening on audio previews, it is a magazine that has all the different publishers and comic books and things that are going to be coming out 2 months later. So I go through previews when it comes out, get my kind of list together, absolutely.
Can I just really quickly, I need to let everyone know just how much you like previews.
Yeah.
Because I remember a time early on when Mackin' into comics and I was living in Ohio.
Yeah.
And he came to visit me for a weekend or a long weekend or a week or something. And I swear to God, this man went cover to cover on that month's issue of previews. Dude. While he was staying in my apartment. No joke. Like 4 or 5 times. Like he would read literally everything. It's like sitting down and like reading the dictionary.
In my opinion.
And you just love previews. Eat it up.
I love previews. I probably love previews even more now because like there's highlighted publishers, like 5 publishers, like, well, it was IDW, but they're in the back of the book, but like Dark Horse, Boom, Image Comics, those are like the signature publishers. Then there's all the stuff in the back of the book. I am like a back of the book guy now because there's always some new weird independent comic book series like I want to check out. So I probably like previews even more. But I don't want to keep rambling about that. Pretty much there's a magazine that comes out. You take that to your LCS or you do it online, however you do it. You commit. And you order those items and they will be released or held for you when they come out. So this kind of goes back to our LCS conversation about the pull list. This is kind of what the pull list is for. If you don't want to fish through previews and you just want to get like 1 or 2 things, it's a lot easier. You just tell your LCS, get me Batman. But if you want certain variant covers or you want just an issue here or there, that's why preview is important. So I'm going to stop talking really quick about that. Dave, do you have anything to add about that?
I mean, I agree. I think previews is fantastic. And I mean, there was a time where it was necessary. I mean, it was an absolute necessity because that was the only way. If you were running a comic shop, it's the only way you knew what was coming out and what to order. And it was the only way you knew what your customers would want or potentially be interested in, both your regular pull list customers or just the random person that walks in off the street that's never been to a comic book shop before. And I'm sure all of the different variants in between those two extremes on the spectrum. I think it's less important today with the multitude of ways you can get news now. You can find out about new comics on a bunch of different websites. Previews has a website. They have a digital version of the catalog. YouTube, TikTok, panels at comic book conventions, Instagram, you know, stuff gets announced and is technically pre-orderable at a local shop before it ever finds its way to you in a previews catalog now. So I think it's less essential these days. But I think still, you know, it, as a tool, it's still worthwhile. I still get previews every month. That's how I do my, I mean, I could use the digital version if I wanted to, but I like getting the paper previews catalog. I'm old school like that. I like to sit and flip through previews.
I agree. I'm the same way. Like definitely even before you get previews, like the week previews comes out, you can normally see at least the solicitations for Marvel and DC that would be in that previews catalog, like at least a week before. So I do still enjoy flipping through the hard copy catalog. I talked about if you're like a crazy like variant collector or whatever, you want a specific cover. Previews is kind of important for that, or not even previews, but just like pre-ordering is important for that. Like kind of planning ahead and seeing what you want, because if it is a variant cover, which is an incentive variant cover, which is like for every 25 copies a store gets, they might get one variant cover that would be more expensive. Previews is kind of important for that. So you can ask maybe your LCS if they're going to get that, and if that is something that you actually want, or just like guaranteeing you yourself that you get a copy. There's been a lot of issues in the Donnie Kate store run, for example, that there will be a first appearance of a character or something. And say you're just even a reader, like you're not even like a speculator trying to sell, but you like Thor and you want to pick up Thor every month. You should probably commit and get that subscription, so you know you're going to have your copy of Thor every month, because that happened to me. I'm not like a crazy specker on comic books, but there's like a Thor issue 25 and my LCS guy's like, I got you one. It was like the hot book this week for some reason. I'm like, that's why pre-ordering and committing is kind of important as well too.
Unless you've got some sort of in like you have and the dude just holds it for you anyway.
Yeah. If you have like an in like that, you're good. But I was pulling Thor at the time. So he did. He hooked me up. But yeah, I mean, that's the idiosyncrasies of comic book shops that we can. I know we are going to address that topic again, too, and some even funnier stories are going to come up. But yeah, I just think if you know you're going to get something, and this is the problem that I have sometimes, is like, I probably have a pull list of, I mean, I know how many titles I have. I pull probably about 40 titles a month. There's probably like only 10 to 15 books that like I collect and I really like want. The others are kind of whatever. So for me, for those 10 books I really want, I really should pre-order one. The others, you could go kind of month to month if you wanted to, or you could get them off the rack. You know, you don't have to necessarily commit, but if it's something that you know you want, you are an Invincible collector or you are a Walking Dead collector and you're a Radiant Black collector or a Rogue Sun collector, you should commit to that so you know that you're going to get the book that you want.
So I generally agree, but I think that it's very, very minimal in terms of things that you would need to pre-order to ensure you get something, because realistically speaking, I don't think it's terribly difficult to find a comic book at this stage of the comic book's life.
Really?
You know, most things, we went through a period of time in the 90s where everything was overproduced, and that's why all that stuff is generally worthless now. And now, you know, I think most publishers have right-sized how much they're printing. And there's a lot more data and a lot more analytics that can go into making those decisions on print run size, et cetera. But, and this is potentially just, you know, specific to someone that's like me. A great example of this was there was a crossover that just happened in Batman with Deathstroke. I forget the Shadow War or something.
Shadow War. Yep.
Yeah. So I get Batman. It's the only DC title that I'm still getting monthly now, is I still get Batman every single month. And I got Shadow War Alpha. And I wanted to read that to see if I even wanted to stick with the crossover, right? Now I could have very easily pre-ordered every single part of the crossover. because it spanned, you know, three or four different books. It wasn't just in Batman. It wasn't self-contained. Why would I, if I want to read the whole story, I could just go get those issues digitally like that. So who cares? Like, why would I need to pre-order this? Like, it's available everywhere. And guess what? Like Nightwing number 78, or I don't know, whatever random comics are in this crossover, there is like a less than 1% chance that these books would be unavailable to me in paper had I tried to seek them out later anyway. There's no way that I wouldn't be able to find these if I wanted to.
So I think the perspective you have to take it from is you're talking from a reader perspective. I would agree with you on that. If you're just trying to, like, you know, you like Batman, you want Batman, but you don't want to get Robin and Deathstroke, and you just like, oh, I'm digging this now, I want to read it. Yeah, absolutely. You could just get the digital and read that way. But if you were a collector, I would say that you should probably pre-order that if you're a collector. I know we're not necessarily the biggest collector.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get that. And I'm not disagreeing with that. Like, from things I want to collect, I'm pre-ordering, of course. But I don't think, as a rule, pre-ordering is a necessity for everything that you may want.
No, I don't think so.
And beyond that, I think that it's actually, really, it's a better tool to speak directly to these publishers. Because I don't have a way to let Marvel, DC, Image, or anybody else know that I don't like what they're doing with a particular character, series, or story unless I let my wallet do the talking and stop buying it. That's it. And sometimes that's going to lead to a cancellation. Oh, well, so be it. I wasn't reading it anyway anymore because it wasn't very good. But you cannot, in a world where it feels like we only get further and further away from consumer being able to speak directly to producer of good, as we have outsourced customer service. And even companies that don't outsource, you know, you're going to a call center. Even if it's in the United States, you're going to a call center. You're not able to ever speak to people directly. Machine learning now, a lot of companies, you just go through an automated phone service to get answers to questions. And at the very end, if you're lucky, you'll get transferred to a real person. It is harder and harder and harder to let your voice be heard when you are unhappy or happy. The only tool that you really have that is 100% effective 100% of the time is where you spend your money.
I agree with you for 90% of that. The comic industry is wonky and broken, though, because it's not like you're ordered. We are the third party as a comic book, as just the comic book fan. We're kind of in like a secondary relationship because ultimately the LCS determines like sales. Marvel and DC and those companies are selling to the LCS and then selling to us. But you are correct in the fact that, like, if your LCS is smart and they see that everyone stops buying Batman, they probably shouldn't buy Batman. But, you know, if your LCS was dumb, they could continue to buy Batman and line DC's pocket, for example. But you're correct in the regard that, like, for the most part, if you stop buying something, your LCS should pick up and not buy of that, obviously.
Again, for someone like me who is mail order.
Your mail order. Probably more direct.
It's different because it's they're direct. Ordering based on pre-order numbers. They don't have to that's order true. A ton extra for the shelves. I mean, sure they do. Yeah, they order some amount that they can sell through the site only. But, you know, if the pre-order numbers go down, the order number goes down. It's close to probably being a one-to-one relationship.
Yeah, that's better. That's true.
I agree. Mail order is better. I agree. I know that's not what you were saying. But I wanted to get that little jab in anyway.
That's fine. I think another huge thing, we kind of talked about one of my other points was just like pre-ordering helps the LCS know what to get. And like, that's literally kind of what we just talked about, is that whole scenario that the comic shop is technically buying from the publisher and then selling to you, the consumer. In your case, it's more of a one-for-one relationship. And that's, you know, something I didn't really think about. But I, from the LCS perspective, which is kind of where I'm thinking, pre-orders help gauge books that they want to have on their shelves too. Because like, I'll order some random weird book and they might be like, oh, I might get one or two of those for this shelf and see if other people are going to get it, or not even just me, but if like five people order, I'm reading this comic by Vault right now, Lion in the Hair. It's kind of interesting, but I just wanted to try the number one issue out. So if like six other people pick that up, the LCS guy might be like, hey, I might get one or two for the shelf just to see if anyone else wants to try that out.
Sure.
So that kind of helps them with some of those more, I guess, independent titles that aren't your Batman or your Spider-Man or those bigger books. So, but I want to say like probably one of the main reasons for pre-ordering, especially for you, discount. Discounts are huge for pre-ordering. Yes.
Very true. Very yes. true. That is, I will cede that that is probably the main reason to pre-order.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like the discount you will get, most shops, even some of those ones that aren't, I would say, in like our A or S tier of comic book shop, if they're a shop worth a damn at all, they will give you some kind of discount for pre-ordering or having
sure.
a pull list. If they're sure. not, you that should not be your shop. Like, you don't just go to mail order.
And
like,
when there's no pull. When gas is $4, $5, $6 a yeah, gallon,
exactly.
yeah, I can't afford to pay $4.99 for a comic book. Exactly. I need 40% off because it's going to go right in my gas tank.
I agree. I agree 100%, man. And I'm in that process right now. Like, I'm really looking at some stuff's getting cut to from the team because we were talking about it a couple months ago, and it's like, ah, this hasn't really affected me. Like, I'm still doing it, but. With gas prices getting what they are now, it's just like, this doesn't make sense. Like,
yeah, I don't have that problem. I can go digital. I don't have that problem. Gas prices to get my comic books? Nope. That's UPS's problem, not mine.
Yeah, not even just in general.
Figure it out, UPS. But not my problem.
I've been reading a lot on my iPad again. I'm like, man, this is nice. It's vibrant. I can read whenever I want. So, but, you know, I got to
support better reading experience. Shop. It's the better reading experience.
I guess.
It's not necessarily preferred all the time. Definitely better.
Okay. I'll say that. I'll say that. The colors pop. You can do your zooming in. You can do all that good stuff.
The guided view, man. The guided view just takes me right through. Oof.
I've been using the guided view a lot, too. You'd be proud. I'm not a guided view guy. I've kind of enjoyed it. So
guided view to avoid page turn spoils, man. It's the best thing ever. It's the best thing ever.
It is nice. But I mean, that was pre-ordering. I don't have a whole lot more, I guess. It's just, I think pre-ordering is an important thing, especially for books that you know you're going to read, save yourself some money, guarantee yourself a copy so you know it's not going to get dinged up. You're going to get some weird cover that like you didn't want or what, you know, whatever. You want a specific cover. I think pre-ordering is really important for that. But I think Dave has also spelled out a good thing, like a cautionary tale about like, you don't have to necessarily go nuts and pre-order everything. You can get things off of the rack. I think comic books are a little bit more attainable, like you're saying. If you're a reader, I think I wouldn't worry so much about pre-ordering because like, if you truly don't care about the cover, most books that are hot, you can get a second printing. You just got to ask the comic shop. They can get you a second printing of the book. Dave was talking to me about Ghost Rider. I went and got second printings. Actually, like the second printing covers better. So I got caught up on second printings of that book. So something you can definitely do. But yeah, pre-ordering.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think that it's like most things, I tend to wade into the gray a little bit. I feel like when we talk about these topics, and you know, I try to find the positive on both sides, and really there's reasons to do it. There's reasons not to do it. I right now, if we're talking current state of the world, if you are a comic reader of any kind that is buying comics day of release, you should probably pre-order them somewhere to get a discount. If you're pre-ordering them somewhere and not getting a discount, find somewhere else to buy comics. Stuff's too expensive to not get that discount. But I think that at the end of the day, if you're not enjoying it, stop pre-ordering it and stop buying it and stop engaging with it. It's the only way you can send a message around your displeasure. And to me, that is the main reason why you should or should not pre-order, is to ultimately send the message all the way up the chain to the publisher of, hey, I really like this, give me more. Or, hey, I really don't like this, better change it or kill it. To me, that is the main reason to pre-order. Is to have that voice of yours influence in whatever small way you can what is being produced that you're spending your hard-earned money on.
Power to the people! I really like your slant that you took this at, because I was not thinking about it from that perspective at all, but I agree with you. There's if you're really not enjoying something, dump it, because you shouldn't want the paper in your house just sitting around.
Exactly. All right. I got nothing else to say on this topic.
I got nothing else to say either. I just wanted to talk about pre-ordering. I think it's important. Get you a previews.
Conditionally, I think it's important too. But yeah, get you a previews. If you're on the fence about pre-ordering your comics, pick up an issue of previews and see if you find something you like. And ask your local comic shop or whoever you mail order from. And get you one. We thank you all for your time, as always. Thanks for hanging out with us, listening. Like, follow, subscribe. Give us good ratings. Find us on TikTok. We post additional content there. I don't know. Just help us out. Help out our
spread
reach.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. Spread some word. All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.